to Women Worth Knowing, the radio program and podcast hosted by Cheryl Broderson and Robin Jones Gunn.
We are glad you're back because you are going to hear more stories about Christian women, whether missionaries, musicians, reformers, authors, wives, mothers, because their examples are inspirational to us all.
That's right, and today is no exception. We have Diane Slavoka in studio with us. This is part two. And in part one, which we really encourage you to go back and listen to, we always say that. Don't try to just listen to part two, except for I do that a lot with shows. I'll go to the very end and make sure that I know the ending so I can go back. But we say don't do that now.
So don't do what we do.
Don't do that. But what we wanted to say is, you know, Diane was telling us earlier about just growing up as a pastor's kid in California, Central California, meeting her husband when she was in college and just walking with the Lord. The only time that she didn't walk with the Lord was junior high. There was a patch, but meeting a wonderful Christian girl in high school who really inspired her to walk with the Lord, then meeting her husband. And, you know, God does bless those decisions mm-hmm. when we turn everything over to Him. And then we talked a little bit about some hard places of infertility after getting married when all your friends are doing something else, but how God led them a different way to travel. Because if you had had the children in the beginning, you wouldn't have been traveling. And God right. knows exactly when to move in our lives and why. And He's got these big purposes. So you had your children a little later in life, 10 years after you got married, two boys who you homeschooled after years of teaching other people's children. Now you're teaching your own at home or were. And then bringing them as part of the travels. And then when COVID happened and shut everything down, God began to inspire you about when everything was no longer shut down. I mean, really, when you think about the ministry that God gave you, at what a time that God gave you this vision when there's no travel, everyone's wearing masks, and God's like, when this opens up again, this is the ministry yes. I have for you.
Do your research now.
That's right.
Yeah, 2020 was a great year to start a travel company.
Really? I mean, seriously, it was like, but only God, right?
Yeah, but
only
actually God. It was perfect because it afforded me the time to do the training, to do the research, to do all the preparation so that I would be ready.
But honestly, who knew that it would ever open up? I mean, I remember going to the doctor and he said, you know, it's going to be like this for the rest of our lives. And, you know, there were certain airlines that were declaring bankruptcy. So it really was an uncertain time on one level. Yeah. But when the Lord's speaking to you, it's like a promise. It's mm-hmm. like a prophecy. This is going to open up. And this vision that I'm giving mm-hmm. you and this research you're doing is going to work. Mm-hmm. So it really is, whether you recognize it or not, it's very visionary. It's very, nobody would do that in their right mind unless the Holy Spirit was inspiring that.
But yeah. more than a travel agency, it's yeah. a ministry.
So I love this.
Travel
combo.
On purpose.
Yeah, travel on purpose. Well, that's exactly what it is. It is, I'm not a typical travel company because my vision is that people are going to be able to go and experience the destination for all of its beauty, all of its cultural and historical beauty, but to find out what are the challenges that those people that live there are facing? You know, many of the places we vacation in are developing or emerging countries. And so when we go, we want to find out what are the challenges and then who's on the ground doing something about it. And so all of the travel on purpose trips that we do partner with a do-good organization. And in some cases, they are Christian global nonprofits. In some cases, they are companies that are employing people and doing vocational training. Mm-hmm. They can look a lot of different ways. And sometimes we even just meet with missionaries who are there sharing their faith with the community that they live in. And so it can look a lot of different ways. But what's really important to me is that people experience the real side of a destination. So we don't stay in big chain hotels. We don't drink our coffee in Starbucks, but instead we really get into the location. I like to stay in beautiful luxury boutique hotels that are locally owned. We do a lot of cultural walking tours, cooking classes in people's homes, all of that kind of stuff. So it's really special.
And
that sounds wonderful.
Every time one of your Travel on Purpose newsletters arrives, I just open it up, take a deep breath. I just drink in your words and look at the pictures and just feel like you've taken me on a little mini getaway. But it helps me to even understand those different parts of the world and what's going on. Mm-hmm. You have a trip coming up to Antigua?
Yeah. So Guatemala has become a place that I do a lot of travel to. We do a women's trip about 3 times a year. I also send a lot of private clients down, so couples or families traveling together. And Guatemala is a really great destination from anywhere in the United States because it's easy to get to. And the culture is very, very rich. This country has experienced a lot of hardships over the years. You know, we can go back to colonization. We can go back to the Civil War that ended not that long ago. Particularly women have faced a lot of injustices. And there are children who, the statistics are very staggering, actually, in this country. But at the same time, there's a tremendous amount of beauty. They have these traditional backstrap looms, and they do these weaving of these beautiful textiles. And so women love to learn about that and see how it's done, how they literally just take the cotton right off the trees and spin cotton and then dye it with plants and natural substances and then weave these beautiful things. Mm-hmm. We also partner with a family that is 3 generations of coffee farmers, and we go into their home. We ride in the back of their pickup truck and go pick coffee cherries on the farm, and we learn the whole process of coffee. And we also learn how a philanthropist came and taught them how to form their own cooperative so they could get rid of the middleman that was taking all of the profit. And what a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we enjoy our coffee every morning, but most of the people worldwide who are actually picking it are living on less than $1 a day. Mm-hmm. And so these trips end up being very educational and eye-opening. And but I love the piece, too, where we then get to sit down with a ministry. It's not so much volunteering, but more vision trip or discovery. We get to sit down with a ministry and learn how they are meeting a need that's in that community and how lives are being transformed for the gospel.
You know, the first time I went to Guatemala, you know, all my trips growing up, we never got to tour. I've never toured in my life. Except for Israel, you kind of tour. But it's always been because my dad was speaking. He spoke at the YWAM base. And then, you know, you're meeting these people. We went to Lake Atitlan and we stayed in a house. And sister got stung by a scorpion.
Ooh.
So we got that experience. And but meeting the people, because it was always ministry. We were meeting the pastor and his wife and seeing how they ministered. Mm-hmm. And again, meeting the people. I love that. Mm-hmm. Because, too, it's very educational. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're a homeschooling mother. So, you know, I think people would think right away, oh, this would be so great for my kids. But I think what we're saying, no, it's good for you as an adult at any age to be educated and to have your eyes open.
Yeah. And what happens among the women that go, very often women don't know each other. So they sign up for a tour. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and the range of ages is very wide. Mm-hmm, I mean, I've had on one single trip, I've had an 18-year-old and an 80-year-old. So very wide range. But what it's interesting because these types of trips attract a certain type of person. And what happens even within the first 24 hours of people not knowing each other, but meeting each other, deep friendships form around a common experience that is life-changing.
So needed.
And one of my favorite parts of these trips are the conversations that happen around the table as people share their stories and what has led them up to this point in their lives and what they are learning and then what they take home with them when they return from a trip like this. So it's so holistic. It's personal.
Always.
It's spiritual.
Because you can tour or visit a country and really never know it. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember the first time I went to Sweden, we went to a camp to see, it's midsummer, so the sun goes down for 1 minute and then comes up, and my dad was speaking. And so we're at this camp, we're sitting in cabins with other people, all our meals are with these Christians, and they're trying out their English on us. And it was so different. I mean, that's the type of trips that I've been on. And because sometimes when you're touring and you're just going places, you feel so exploitive.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing this type of trip that you're talking about, you're giving something,
yeah. Yeah.
not just taking.
It's not like you're not just an observer. You're right. actually participating. And especially when you sit in someone's home and you hear their story and you get to know them, it's a different type of a trip. It's really this community-based tourism mm-hmm. that is really beautiful. And yeah, so that's been a total joy, and I love it. And we also have a book club. It's called the Travel on Purpose Book Club, and that's been really great too, because that's also a way to expose people to other cultures and wonderful Christian ministries that are doing good work without ever getting on an airplane. So that's really, I really feel that is my calling, is to help expose people to what's happening into the world. And then to find out, to ask the question, how does God invite me to be a part of this story?
So good.
Because also I think it encourages people. For me, you know, my daughter lives in New York, and she moved out of the city. They bought a house. And I'm like, I'm praying for you, but I need to see your house. I need to be in your house with you so I can pray. And there's something about visually going to this place, and you can think about their life during the day, and you can pray for mm-hmm. them. It brings a depth mm-hmm. to praying for people. And not only that, but it brings a knowledge of how to pray mm-hmm. and it brings a depth to your prayers.
Absolutely.
And it gets you involved. It probably a lot of friendships have formed even with the people in
that are there. Mm-hmm. And something you just said, it really reminded me too, that when you go to these countries and you spend time and you take an interest in the hard work that they do day after day, whether they be missionaries or nonprofit workers or someone who has started a social business and is employing a wonderful lady that I've gotten to know. She started a social enterprise where she employs adults with special needs because Guatemala doesn't have services. Mm. And she's bringing life and purpose to That's these amazing. People and their families. But that kind of work, any kind of work, can feel lonely. And you mm-hmm. can feel like, is anybody noticing what I'm doing? And so when we bring a group of women who are enthusiastic to learn and to sit and listen to the stories, it also empowers them, and it makes them feel seen and heard and loved. And I encourage the women that go, let the Holy Spirit guide you as you go home. What did he tell you to do? So are you going good. To, is there someone that you met on this trip that you need to become a prayer partner with? Mm-hmm. Is there a ministry here that you need to start supporting? Mm-hmm. And all kinds of things have happened. And I never feel any responsibility to make anything happen. I'm just making the opportunity and making the introductions and creating this beautiful travel experience. And then the rest is up to them and the Lord.
Absolutely. Now, is your blouse that you're wearing, is that from Guatemala?
It is, and this is hand
beautiful.
It's woven on a backstrap loom, and it's all hand done, yeah.
I remember when we went to Guatemala, I mean, my mom bought a bench because this man was making the bench, and so she had to take this bench home.
Oh, my.
It was, I mean, they had that till, you know, they both passed away, that bench from Guatemala, and then the blankets. And, yeah, my mom was really about finding those people and supporting and buying something. So mm-hmm. their house looked like a museum, you know, like, oh, this olive wood bowl is from Jordan. And it was, you know, women that are oppressed that, you know, like, but everything like that. And, you know, too, when you do buy things, you have these conversation pieces that are testimony pieces that you can tell the story. And especially if they're non-believers, you get to tell the story.
Yeah,
but what you offer with Travel on Purpose is such a many-layered experience, not only for the traveler, but for the people that you go back and see again, that connection.
Yeah, and I should just also say that it's not just Guatemala. The other locations that we specialize in are Morocco, the Balkans, India, Ecuador. Those are kind of some of our main ones that we are doing travel
You have stories
for.
Of
it's
India.
So good not to go by yourself, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a friend who wanted to see India, so she went on a trip because she could get it for free. She's a flight attendant. And it was really hard for her. But when you're with a group of women, too, there's a security in the number, too. So I think that's an important component, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's just it's a beautiful shared experience. Mm-hmm. So it's, if you've never thought of doing a group trip, it's something you should at least try once.
Absolutely.
Because it will actually blow your mind in just how the friendships and the relationships will form. I don't know how it happens, but it happens every single time.
And, you know, sometimes it's the place that that person, there's somebody in the group that's meant to go back there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen that with some of our trips that there's a calling. And, you know, there's a reason they chose that, either a connection or a calling that is so important. Okay, so what's the adventure? Tell me some of the adventures you've had.
Oh, my. Well, it depends on where you're going. But, you know, and in addition to the group tours, I also do the curated trips for couples and families. And so then those are very geared towards what your interests are. But the trips, I kind of create them the way I would want them. So, you know, if you're going to Guatemala, you're going to hike a volcano. And then you're going to promptly go to the spa that afternoon and have a massage and sit in the hot tub. I really create things that I would love to experience. We're going to have cooking classes and all the tours to understand coffee and chocolate and
black beans. The first time I ever had black beans,
oh my gosh,
was
they're so good. And the plantains.
In Guatemala.
Yeah. But if you go to Morocco, you're going to ride a camel and you're going to go out into the Sahara and you're going to do the spice markets. And so, yeah, it's different everywhere, but it's a lot of beautiful experiences.
I want to go to all of them.
You know what, too? I think that a really great thing is to also talk about some of the missionaries who have, you know, like we went on the Wycliffe base, but some incredible people who went minister to Guatemala or Morocco. We've got Patricia St. John ministered in Morocco. And for more on that, listen to A Woman Worth Knowing.
Yes.
Ooh, I haven't listened to that one.
Yes. But I love also probably what great about you here is to pair some of these trips with some of the women who have gone there. Like, Egypt is not safe right now, but even in Egypt, we've got Lillian Trasher who went there. So I love that too. Mm-hmm. You know, who was here? Mm-hmm. Who ministered here?
Well, I'm glad that you're saying that because on every trip that I do, I also do a book list. And
yes.
So I'm always adding.
Yes.
Because I think that part of gearing up for a trip is reading and understanding even before you go. That's part of the deal. Not everybody reads, but I put it out there and I love it when people take a recommendation. So I'm going to look into both of those that you just said. That's
yeah. Oh, wonderful. It's so fun. I mean, that for me, you know, like when we went to England, we had to find where Spurgeon, you know, Metropolitan Tabernacle, you know. But we do that a lot. I had last trip. I was like, I've got to find where Josephine Butler, New York. Find Elizabeth Blackwell's hospital, the first infirmary. So you could do one even to New York.
Yeah. There are so many destinations.
Yes.
And you can just go crazy putting it all together.
So
it's
you
so
must
fun.
Have so much fun with the research.
I love it.
Because if someone says, well, we'd like to go to New York, but we want it to be, you know, curated.
A trip of purpose.
Yes. And because then you can start saying, well, you know, there's Elizabeth Blackwell's infirmary. Mm-hmm. You could talk about A.B. Simpson, who went there, and, you know, all these different Amy Simple McPherson, how she ministered. New York was kind of the first place that she evangelized. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much. Well, we have that in
the
common because of Foursquare.
Yeah. This is really,
I love that.
I mean, there's so many possibilities.
Let's start brainstorming.
Yes. Because you don't even have to go out of the country necessarily.
That's true.
Some of these trips, like Missouri, you could do Laura Ingalls Wilder. There's so many places that you can even do purposeful trips, you know, maybe if you're just getting your feet wet.
Well, and what I know that Cheryl doesn't know yet is how Tirza International connected to all this, which was a perfect fit for you.
Yes.
So you actually have two full-time jobs right now.
Okay, what's Tirza?
Okay. Yes.
So Tirza,
glad you asked.
Yes. Tirza International is a global Christian nonprofit that I also work with in a part-time basis, but I love this ministry.
Yes, I do too.
I found them 2 years ago while I was in Serbia visiting my relatives, and a woman who I I'd known for many, many years, told me about Tirza. And so I just took a deep dive as soon as I learned who they are and what they're doing. It's really amazing. So basically what Tirza International is it's a global nonprofit. It's a network of women leaders across 35 countries.
Wow.
All of these women love Jesus. They are indigenous and they are leaders who are making a difference in their communities for women. So they may be the founders and directors of nonprofits that are meeting a very particular need. They might be leaders in their churches. They might have started a social business where they're employing artisans, women who have been very marginalized. So what Tirza International does is groups all these women together in this large network and helps to resource them. So we do funding. We do all kinds of curriculum help. So we have an emerging leader curriculum program. We do the small business training. We do the training for artisan workshops so that we help them scale. Let's say it's a handicraft shop in Ethiopia that's making leather, for example. We help them do that well so that they can not only sell in their local market, but could even break into a global market that will allow them to then employ more women. And I've had a chance to travel with Tirza even before I started working with them. And that was really life-changing for me. I went to India with them a couple of years ago, and sitting in the home of a woman named Rani in Old Delhi, a woman who had been very marginalized. She'd come to faith and had been really hurt by her family, who pushed her out. It's not okay to do that in India, to leave Hinduism and to proclaim faithfulness to Jesus. And so she experienced a lot of hardship in that. But by being a part of this community, and she's doing the block printing and the leather handbags, she was brought into a community where she was able to earn a living. To be told that she is worthy, that she's loved by God, that she has a purpose, that she's capable, and to be able to see what that has done for her life and for her children and for the other people in her community. It's beautiful. And I can't even explain it and when we were with her in her home, she taught us how to make chai tea. We sat on her bed and all she wanted to do is talk about her testimony and her love for Jesus and how he's changed her life. So I love what Tirza is doing, because Tirza is coming alongside women leaders who are then changing the lives of women like Rani in their community. And so it's a joy to be a part of this ministry.
So I think, too, what you're saying is, you know, you're going with the intent to bless mm-hmm. and to learn, but you kind of wonder who gets more blessed.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in and yes. But I wonder, though, I think the women that you visit mm-hmm. probably feel so blessed and so honored.
They do.
And somebody knows me. I'm important. And then, too, on the other hand, to be Americans that are actually kind mm-hmm. and loving mm-hmm. and coming in to understand, in some ways we're representing our nation in a better light.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're not exploiting. And so I love the dual blessing.
Yeah, it really is a dual blessing.
The stories of the women whose lives have been elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And because Tirza's motto is when women rise,
the world rises with them. Yes. And we've seen it over and over yes. and over again, that when women are invested in, especially women who are in countries where they are told that they are not worthy, they are denied an education. Many of the women that Tirza works with are HIV positive. They've come out of brothels. They've had a really hard life. But we know that that's not God's heart for women. And so these communities come alongside these women and say, God loves you and he has a beautiful plan for your life. And so it's spiritual and it's also holistic, because it's the helps and it's how their lives are going to be changed.
I love what Tirza is doing and have begun supporting this ministry because of the changed lives of the indigenous
yeah.
women
yeah.
and the way that they have a chance to grow.
Mm-hmm.
that they rise. But we're going to put all that in the show notes so that people know how to find Tears
yes,
International.
Thank you.
And Travel on Purpose. Mm-hmm. And your life, Diane, just to me says, you're just available to the Lord. Here I am. This is what I love to do, travel. He says, oh, okay, well then let's do something with that. And it's multiplied many times over. Mm. And I have just loved watching. The more I read your newsletters and hear what God's doing, it's just so clear that His hand's on your life. And God bless you, Diane.
Thank you. I just walking in step and trusting Him for the next thing. So
Amen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm brimming with all sorts of inspirational ideas
I'm
after
sure
this
you
one.
Are.
I'm like, oh. So thank you, listeners, for joining us too. And thank you, Diane, for coming
yes.
and
thank you
talking.
For listening to Women Worth Knowing with Cheryl Broderson and Robin Jones Gunn. For more information on Cheryl, visit CherylBroderson.com or follow her on Instagram or Facebook. For more information on Robin, visit RobinGunn.com or follow her on Instagram or Facebook. Join us each week for a lively conversation as we explore the lives of well-known and not-so-well-known historical and contemporary Christian women. If you think there is a woman worth knowing, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at wwk@cccm.com. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you rate us on your podcast app, subscribe, and share it with a friend. Thank you again for listening to Women Worth Knowing with Cheryl Broderson and Robin Jones Gunn. Women Worth Knowing is a production of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.